This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Melissa Idris, and you're listening to The Property Show on The Morning Run. The Chinese New Year is just around the corner, so for today's episode of The Property Show, Lin Mark speaks to Master Kenny Hu of Good Feng Shui about what we can expect from the property sector in the Year of the Earth Dog.
So why don't we start with a look back at 2017? It was a fairly slow year property-wise. Sentiment still not great. And there were a few property-related policies implemented. I mean, how much of this was as you expected?
Okay, as per last year I named last year 2017 as the year of new opportunities. New opportunity means what? There will be a lot of changes, a lot of pressure, a lot of stress in the market, especially before the third quarter, especially, for example, in terms of the property sector. There will be a lot of challenges, and then people become more choosy, and then the market situation in terms of economy, social economy, was not very supportive.
Right.
So that makes the whole market situation become more challenging. Due to that, a lot of people, even the individual, the companies, for example, even the developers, they are trying their best to come up with some new ideas. Mm. And that actually create a lot of new opportunities, especially after entering to the third quarter.
Mm. And so the third quarter, you expected it to improve somewhat, right?
From the third quarter, there will be some guidelines, some news, for example, new investment. But especially after the second half of the year, we were seeing the new so-called more investors, more fund being pumped into the market, especially from the China investors, especially those mega projects, right? For example, the new port in Malacca, and also there are some others property development projects, for example, in the east coast of Peninsula, yep. Malaysia, in Kuantan,
in Johor,
all this. All this actually will be creating a lot of new opportunities and will be giving a lot of new breath to the market. Mm-hmm. Of course, there will be some other assumptions or the theory to say that when we enter to year 2018 from 2017, there will be more pressure, more challenging. On the other hand, there will be another theory saying that, no, there won't be any market clash. There will not be any bubble kind of situation in the property market. So these are from their technical point of view. I cannot say yes or no. However, today I'm sharing with the listeners. It's all about from the good feng shui viewpoint.
Mm-hmm. Right. So from a good feng shui viewpoint, what do you expect going into 2018? Do you see that these new opportunities will evolve perhaps?
Okay. 2018, I name it as the year of consolidation.
Okay.
So there'll be a lot of things to be consolidated further. For example, those new opportunities emerged in last year in 2017, especially after the second half of the year, there'll be a lot of so-called strengthening. In this year, we will see everything clearer. The road ahead will be clearer. The direction of the government policies, everything should be clearer. In terms of investment, should be also maybe strengthened. So there will be a lot more things to be consolidated further. And also we will see, especially in the property market, there could be some of the merger going on. There will be a lot of interesting scenario to be seen by the public. So similarly to the public, right, in this coming year, 2018, there will still be a buyer's market, especially before October 2018. You know, prior to October 2018, from the good feng shui analysis, we foresee that the market situation may not be that stable, that clear yet. However, there will be a lot of so-called rebates still going on, just like the developers since last year, middle of last year onwards, right? There will be a lot of rebates, a lot of discounts, simply because the sellers, the numbers of unit to be sold are simply so much more comparing to the buyers. Hmm. So it's totally will be a buyer's market. Of course, in this coming year, the metal element will be like become stronger or more favorable. For example, the banking and finance, that also indirectly means, for example, the interest rate maybe become a little bit higher. However, it will not be such very, very high. For example, during 1997, 1998, that was very high, super high. However, during this point of time, I believe that from our good feng shui viewpoint, it will be some revise in the interest rate. However, it will not become like a big hindrance to the property purchasers. So we foresee 2018, After October, the market situation will be more favorable to the property sector. It will not be like a bubble, like a burst or market clash, this kind of situation.
And you mentioned that the metal elements will be stronger. 2018 is going to be the year of the earth.
Yeah, earth dog, yeah.
Right? So, okay, so you've mentioned before in previous interviews that property is an earth-related industry. So will this year of the dog have an impact on the property industry? Does that have anything to do with it?
Okay, in 2018, the more favorable elements will be the water element and also metal element. Mm. The earth element is like in the very, I cannot say it's stagnant. It's like slowly to become like reviving. Only after entering to the, after October onwards, things will become much more supportive to the property sector, the earth-related industries. Earth is like property-related, the mining, products that is relinking to the earth, linking with the property sector, that will be linking to the earth-related industries. And the others, very important, is the water element. Water element will be the most prominent, I mean, most beneficial element in the year of 2018. So anything relating to the water-related industries, for example, the logistics, the e-commerce, anything in keep on moving kind of status, for example, traveling, tourism, all this will be in a much more faster way in terms of their development. So in terms of property, should the property development projects can link to this kind of water-related industries, that would be better. In terms of like the market acceptance, in terms of the sales will be faster. For example, those property development project linking with the tourism or near to the tourism spots, that would be much more better in terms of the sales, in terms of the when people want to consider to buy, to invest or not. That could be one of the reasons or one of the sort of the factor.
Okay, so let's talk a bit about zodiacs. Are there any particular zodiac animals who might be dominant in the year of the dog?
Okay, a lot of people, firstly, when we talk about the zodiac, they always have some worries about, if someone is born in the year of the dog, so the dog will be clashing with the dragon, so the dragon will be having big clashes, big challenges. And then any zodiac that are the so-called the good partners with the dog, for example, the horse, the tiger, and also the rabbit, will be like having a lot of so-called benefits. Actually, this is basing on the year itself, which is not very accurate. There's another way of more accurate one is basing on the person's birthday and time. However, generally, we are unable to, let's say over the radio, we can, very specifically to tell how's your luck, this and that. However, basing on another kind of calculation, basing on the zodiac, right, we can do quite interesting so-called analysis also. For example, basing on the year itself, those who were born in the year of the bull, the snake, and also the ox will be excellent in the year of 2018.
Okay.
Of course, those who are born in the year of the dog and also the dragon will be having some so-called challenges, more challenges. So those who are born in the year of the dog and also the dragon may need to be a little bit more conservative, may need to be become more careful in terms of their investment, in terms of like changing, for example, changing job, changing whatever. They have to think twice first. And should there be any big decision, major decision, don't do it during the challenging months. For example, in 2018, those challenging months can be, for example, in the months of April, October. So during this month, if possible, those who are born in the year of the dragon and dog, if possible, try not to make any major decisions in those months. And in terms of like those good zodiac, those zodiac will be having a lot of positive experience. There will be those who are born in the year of the bull, for example. In terms of like their wealth, luck, their career, in terms of health, and will be very, very good. There will be a lot of good advancement, and there will be a lot of good news for them. Good news in terms of like when we talk about good news, what will be the good news? Job upgrades, having babies, right? And also marriage. Those are the good news. So those who are born in years, the bull will be having a lot of positive things. So they can, welcome the year with a lot of positive, confident to expect a lot of good things to be happen in this coming year. And the other one will be those who are born in the year of the snake. also very good. The snake will be lovely this year. The chance for them to get married, to have babies will be very high chance. So right. this will be a good year for them to plan ahead. And also in terms of marriage also, yeah, this is a lovely year for them. And also in terms of career will be smooth. So everything will be very smooth for them. And the other one which will be very good will be those who are born in the year of the ox. Mm. The ox, in terms of their wealth luck, career luck, will be excellent. There will also be a lot of good news to be experienced by them. Good news in terms of like job upgrades, marriage, everything good. Health also very good. So those who are born in the year of the tiger, even though tiger theoretically will be having some positive so-called partnership with the year of the dog. However, for those who are born in the year of the tiger, will be having some challenges, some worries. They will see, things a little bit challenging. However, even though they are having some worries, don't worry too much. Out of this worry, there will be some positive opportunities.
I'm speaking to Master Kenny Hu of Good Feng Shui about the property outlook for the year of the Earth Dog. In a little while, we'll discuss some of the things you can do if your zodiac animal is going to face some challenges in the coming year. BFM 89.9. We're back on BFM 89.9's The Property Show, where I'm speaking to Master Kenny Hu of Good Feng Shui about property outlooks for the year of the Earth Dog. So, for the boar, the snake, and the ox, they'll be having a good year. I don't think we need to touch on those so much. But for the other zodiac animals who will be facing some challenges, what can they do to improve their luck, their prosperity, maybe even their property luck in 2018?
For those who are having so-called potential challenges, for example, the dog, the dragon, and also the tiger, and also the rat and monkey, plus the a little bit about the rooster. Firstly, of course, mindset must always set your mindset to be positive, right? This is free of charge. That's why I always say dream is free, right? Just think positively. Nobody will charge you any single cent. Secondly, in terms of feng shui, we can do something, for example, to further enhance. In this coming year, the so-called good feng shui lucky color is the pinkish brown. Pinkish brown actually is a very interesting color. It's a mixture of fire and earth element. It's actually is a balanced color. It's a color for balancing state.
Right.
Because in this year, it's a year of consolidation. A lot of people will become like holding very strongly about their belief, their lifestyle, or their whatever way they are handling in their business. However, this may not be a good way. We have to achieve balance. We have to open our mindset. One of the ways to make ourselves to be in a more balanced way is to always wear or use the color, which every year there will be a so-called good feng shui color that can create a lot more positive qi. So the color is actually pinkish brown, or we call it the heartwood color. We can, in particularly, in terms of good feng shui theory, we can use this kind of color not only on our clothing or on our accessories. We can also put, for example, repaint a piece of wall, for example, in the southeast sector of the house internally, or in the center of the house, or in the southwest sector of the house. In such a way, right, we will be very easily can always create a lot of positive chi, or the ambience, generally, this is what we say, the positive ambience that can create a lot of positive feeling, and also when we can easily meet with a lot of noble people, and also noble people means those supporters, helpers, to make the success to be easier.
Right. Okay, that's good advice. So you mentioned earlier that you expect 2018 to be a buyer's market. Say you are a property owner, you want to offload that stubborn property this year. Aside from perhaps painting one of your walls a heartwood color, pinkish brown, what else can the seller do to enhance the feng shui in their property?
Of course, the selection of the property is very important. A lot of people, when during the good times, right, let's say about 3-5 years ago, when they first invested in the property, they want to buy a piece of property to just want to further enhance their investment portfolio. During that time, the market is so hot, right? Mm. They say, my friend buy, I also buy. But if, let's say, the selection of it is not so appropriate, for example, the feng shui configuration, maybe facing to the root junction, maybe after when the property project is being completed, without them knowing, opposite, there's something not so favorable, maybe some sharp point facing to the unit. Those are a little bit difficult to remedy, right? Mm. So when we do the property selection during the purchase period, it's very important to select those, at least the property should have some good feng shui design. For example, in terms of the accessibility, of course, not only talking about the price, accessibility, not only talking about whether it's close to the shopping mall or close to the school, there will be some other factors. For example, the property design, whether it's facing to any so-called high-tension tower, cable, all this, when people want to sell it, the potential purchaser will consider all these things. Most of the property developer, due to the weather conditions, it's very hot. For example, over the past, since the past 10, 20 years, right, most developer will build their houses or even the shop lots, right, facing to the north and south. Those are very good. Houses facing to the north and south will be easier to be sold, maybe to change hand. Especially when we enter to period number 9, every feng shui cycle takes about 20 years. For example, currently we are living in the period 8, which started from 2004 until 2023. However, period number 9, the coming one, actually started to give influence from 2017, the second half of the year onwards. That means in 2018, everything will become even stronger due to the influence from the period 9. Qi. So in such a case, right, period 9 will give very positive influence to the houses facing to the north or to the south. So those houses facing to the north and south will be easier to be sold also. Besides that, people are thinking of how to make the sales of their existing units, right, to be easier. There could be, maybe they may need to repaint the units to be cleaner, maybe need to decorate a little bit, right, in order to attract the potential purchasers. Those are the things that we can suggest.
Okay. And so how would you suggest we go about choosing properties to invest in as a buyer? How should we get a good return on our investment?
Property selection is very important, especially over the past many years, maybe 10 over years or 15 over years, right? A lot of property investors or even generally the public has learned a lot about feng shui for property. So people know that, for example, when we want to buy property, either it's a shop or houses don't face to a road junction, and internally the design of it also very important. For example, you usually will advise or the potential purchasers try not to buy any property or the houses having the, for example, the kitchen or having the toilet located in the northwest sector. That will be a little bit unfavorable when people staying there. The family maybe will be facing some challenges in terms of their health, in terms of their well-being, in terms of their business. Mm. So that is actually a little bit negative. And also externally, the design of it, right, is also very important. For example, some developer, maybe without them knowing, some architect, maybe they design a very outstanding design. However, when the purchasers come and look around, they see from the unit that they want to buy, when they look out, for example, from the gate, opposite houses, maybe having a lot of so-called sharp points, the design. Some people, they do not like it. That's why the design, the facade of the design is very important also. Not only the interior design.
Excellent. And I guess to wrap it up, do you have any tips for listeners to enhance their wealth, their property luck in 2018?
2018 is the year of consolidation. Firstly, we will see a lot of positive changes coming in, especially after entering the October onwards. So people may think, oh, we need to wait until October. Actually, in terms of like, for example, stock market, there will be a lot of positive news coming in. Of course, before October, there could be some so-called up and down. But for the investors, especially in the stock market, they like up and down. There will be some challenge, some so-called opportunity, buy low, sell high, buy low, sell high.
Yeah, yeah.
So in terms of properties, that's why I say selection is very important, always. And the property developers right now also entering to another phase of business planning. There will be more developer will be concerning or they take into feng shui design more seriously.
Mm.
So they know the market, the purchasers. They are more choosy, they are more demanding, they are smarter also. So they want not only the prices to be reasonable, they want everything to be better in terms of security, in terms of the neighborhood, in terms of the design, but they want the property, the houses, even the shop lots, right, to have the good feng shui design so that they will not be a slave for the property. They need to pay monthly, right, in terms of their loan repayment. They wish the houses or the shop lot, right, will become their revenue center. So in this year, the lucky color is the pinkish brown. We should use more pinkish brown color. And also, in our house, from February the 4th, 2018 onwards, we can maybe repaint a piece of wall or maybe redecorate the places into pinkish browns. For example, in the southeast sector, the center, and also the southwest sector.
All right, then that was all the questions I had for you, Master Kenny. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And I would like to wish everyone good health, good wealth, and good feng shui. So this coming year will be a very positive year to all of us.
That was Lin Mark speaking with Master Kenny Hu of Good Feng Shui on The Property Show. Now, if you've missed any part of that conversation, you can download the podcast through the BFM app on Google Play or the Apple App Store. Coming up next, we have the News Bulletin, and after that, Enterprise. I'm Melissa Idris for The Morning Run on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.